This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Woody Guthrie Folk Festival in Okemah, Oklahoma. I'm here with Erin O'Dowd and her guitar player, Gene Williams. Welcome.
Thanks.
I'm glad you could make it. So tell me a little bit about your background in music.
Well, I've been playing music my whole life. I started playing piano when I was two, and I've been singing in front of people since that same age, talent shows and whatever. And I started playing guitar when I was 15, taught myself, and been writing songs since I was a little kid too, I guess. Yeah.
Tell us about the time you first realized you wanted to do music full time.
Wow. Well, I mean, probably when I was pretty young, actually. And then I got real into the idea when I was probably a teenager, young teenager, 13 or so.
What was the spark for the song you're going to play for us, OU?
Oh, yes. So this song was written, it's a breakup song. Yeah, it was written kind of like right when the breakup happened. I just kind of sat on the couch in the house where I lived with my recent ex-boyfriend, I guess. And I sat down and I wrote the song. It kind of came out all at once real easy. So one of those magical ones.
Well, let's hear it.
All right. Ready, Gene?
Thank you.
We're listening to Aaron O'Dowd on KC Cafe Radio. So tell us about your new album.
Yeah, so my new album, it came out May the 4th. It's my first one, so I was really happy to have that out. Yeah, I recorded it all in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is my hometown, with Travis Linville, he's an amazing multi-instrumentalist, played lead guitar with Hayes Carl for a long time, tours his own singer-songwriter project too. And another Woody Fest artist, John Fulbright, played keys on it, so that's pretty cool too. Yeah.
Well, do you have another song for us?
Sure. See what we got. I always got to look at my album, or mentally. Let's do the letter. We didn't do that one at our set, so just make sure I'm in tune here.
How long have you been playing with Aaron?
Well, I guess probably 5-6 years,
yeah.
Off and on.
Yeah.
And really enjoyed working with her.
Yeah, likewise.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah. Gene played with Monica Taylor earlier in
this sound is processed by Stereo Tool.
She wrote.
Go to stereotool.com.
Prairie Home Companion. Is it House? What's it called? I forget what it was called already. I just wrote it down. But anyway, it's a beautiful song about like a house in the prairie.
Yeah, she had a house out in the country that she was leaving for good.
Oh, wow.
And,
that's right.
And
that's
it was kind of an ode to this country house.
So tell us about your song, The Letter.
The Letter? This is also inspired by a breakup. That's generally most songs, right? So it's about a breakup letter I wrote someone. He didn't know I was breaking up with him, so then I had to effectively break up with him twice because he didn't understand. I guess I wasn't explicit enough. We ended up getting back together, so that's written into the song, too. But yeah, here we go.
Thank you, Erin O'Dowd. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This is great.